The report shows that by the end of last year, China had over 2.5 million registered drug users, an increase of 1.9% year-on-year. More than half of them are between the ages of 18 and 35. However, nearly 1.7 million drug users have been drug-free for at least 3 years without relapse. Liu Yuejin, Deputy Director of China's National Narcotics Control Commission, says the growth of new drug users has been effectively curbed.
In 2017, anti-drug authorities at all levels nationwide launched numerous educational and promotional campaigns and also supported and guided non-governmental participation in combating narcotics addiction and smuggling. The drug prevention programs, especially for teenagers, continue to make progress. The number of newly uncovered juvenile drug users under the age of 35 nationwide dropped by 19% year-on-year in 2017.
China last year busted 140,000 criminal drug cases, with 169,000 suspects arrested and nearly 90 tons of narcotics seized. Authorities also cracked nearly 600 drug-making cases, destroying over 300 drug-making centers. However, Liu Yuejin also warns that the penetration of narcotics from abroad still continued last year.
While continuing to produce traditional narcotics such as heroin, the drug-producing region, the Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia, has also begun to produce and smuggle synthetic drugs, including meth and ketamine. A total of 82 large meth cases related to the Golden Triangle were busted last year. An increasing amount of poppies have been planted in the Golden Crescent region, which is located at the crossroads of Central, South and Western Asia, making it a major source of heroin smuggled into China. More and more cocaine smugglers from South America have also chosen China as their transfer station.
Currently, nearly 240,000 drug users are receiving compulsory drug rehab treatment at 361 centers across the country. China's Vice Minister of Justice, Liu Zhiqiang, says a team of professionals has been created to treat drug addiction in a unified way.
Professional medical treatment, education, psychological care and rehabilitative training are all key parts of detoxification. The Ministry of Justice has built a team of professionals to meet the needs of drug addicts by regulating and upgrading the methods used to treat them.
The team includes medical workers, psychological counselors, as well as instructors in rehab training. More provincial level hospitals will also be set up to treat drug users suffering from severe withdrawals during their treatment. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.